May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for August 15th, 2020. And today, I'd like to highlight some of the news of the last 2 weeks in a new compendium of videos and articles that I'll be discussing today. It's called the 88 Lions Gate Portal. Now, this was peaking about a week ago. This Lions Gate, I'll be going into that. It's an energy vortex, energy focus that kind of got some cosmic configurations and got some history about that. I'll be going into it, but this is a time when revelations are busting out all over the place. There's a whole bunch of them I'll be going into, and in this Lion's Gate portable, as I'm referring to it, and this compendium, by the way, is published at the HeartCom Network. Or if you're listening to the podcast, you can pull up the link in the show notes and follow the narrative that I'll be discussing. As far as the Cosmic Weather Report, I've been talking about the astrology, psychology, the quantum field, energy matrix. In the last several shows in particular, a lot of it's about the same, but the current cosmic weather for spaceship Earth, you might say, has been a lot of turbulence and tension in the quantum field. I mean, our solar system has entered the deep space energies of Aquarius, with the outer planets of Pluto, Jupiter, and Saturn stepping down these energies in alignment with the energy field of Capricorn, as resonates with expansive issues of old paradigm power struggles that challenge the Aquarian paradigm shift to cooperative communication, coordination, and co-creation on a global scale of instant everywhere and interactive internet freedom and opportunity. So we're in Aquarian Spring, as I've been calling it. Aquarian Spring, like a 10-year cycle of initiation of these energies of Aquarius. And the expression is that sometimes darkest before the dawn, or that great cosmic light brings up, stirs up all that's unlike itself. And we're seeing a lot of basically the cognitive dissonance and light to darkness, turmoil, you know, as revelations of how good things can be. It also exposed how bad things really are in terms of the worldly world of power elite, power trips, and all that goes on. At the same time, there's a higher metaphysical exploration of the cause and cure of the systemic chaos and dis-ease that we see in the world right now. So today, the astrology psychology has been a very unique blessing of cosmic love, with the moon conjunct Venus this morning and the cardinal water sign Cancer, which is a very loving feminine energy. And this was those who are sky watchers, you know, with the Venus rising this morning conjunct the moon, was just brilliant. This is about eight degrees of Cancer, you know, the cardinal water, the sign of Cancer. Very loving feminine energy. So I spent the day floating down the Yellowstone River in Paradise Valley, which comes out of the north gate of Yellowstone Park. And it was, I mean, the water was beautifully clear. It was perfect weather with clear sky, a slight breeze, about 75 degrees on the water, with a bunch of friends. We had actually two float boats going down, and just had a wonderful time. Stopped a couple times on the beaches and ate and drank. Just wonderful time with friends. It was a gorgeous, gorgeous heaven and paradise, Paradise Valley today. So there's some unique, like I say, astrology, psychology. I touched on what was going on with the moon conjunct Venus, but something else going on was really amazing this morning. You know, the higher octave of vibrationally of Venus is Neptune. And this morning, well, it's actually going on right now. Neptune is in sextile. And again, Neptune, I should mention that Neptune right now is in Pisces, which is, Neptune is exalted in Pisces, very deep mystical energy. I think Neptune, Pisces is the favorite sign of Neptune, Pisces is the deepest of all the signs, this astrological signs. The deep space energies of Pisces coming through Neptune is a very deep cosmic mystical energy. Like I say, it's the highest, that's a higher octave of Venus vibrationally. It's in a sextile, which is a very strong, good harmonic relationship with Pluto and Jupiter in Capricorn. And both of these, Neptune and Pluto and Jupiter are what's called an inconjunct, a finger of God pattern, almost an exact finger of God pattern, pointing at, with the focus being, Sun conjunct Mercury in Leo. So you might say this is another, you know, the lion's gate, this Leo energy, and the focus of this finger of God, this it's sometimes referred to as a yod, between Neptune and Jupiter, which is very expansive philosophical, religious, spiritual energy. You know, that within the sextile with Neptune and with Pluto, giving it more power, very powerful. Finger of God with, you know, with the focus being a very tight configuration of Sun conjunct Mercury in Leo, the expansive. So this ties into this theme I'm going to be going into now of the Lion's Gate. And again, I published this. This is at the heartcom.org website. Specifically, I'm not sure if I've copied it to heartcom.org. It's at the 2020 Global Co-Creation Series website, and I will have it up in the show notes on the podcast, so you can, those who are listening, I'm giving this live right now here on August 15th, and I'm going to be going into this Lion's Gate, which was focusing, you know, the most intense, it was on August 8th, and I'll be explaining this as I go into this, but for those who are listening to the podcast in the future, you can pull up the website narrative that I'm pretty much going by in the show notes, and you can pause the audio in the podcast as when it comes out, and you'll be able to, as you pause it, when you read different links that I've got that go into more depth, or videos that you can watch, or things that you can read, not just along with me as I'm going through the narrative, but you may pause it to watch a video or read some of the links that I provided to go into more detail. So this Lion's Gate, the understanding of it is, you might say the global heart, you know, this the energies of heart coherence is awakening. You know, global coherence is awakening with the heart of a lion. You might say the Leo Sun sign, the Sun in Leo. This is the deep space energies of Leo, where the Sun is at right now. So, of course, the harmony of the spheres, there's all this in the quantum field energies of the cosmos. There's all these harmonic coordinates, and there's these resonances and these geometries of these resonances going on between the planets, the deep space energies, stepping down the energies to the planets of our solar system, and, of course, the influence of the Sun and the Moon for these resonant factors, which kind of like keynotes to the energies of the day and the energy of the cycles of civilization and civility and the collective consciousness. And as we become more conscious of how we are conscious with these energies affecting the collective consciousness, we develop what's called a conscience, like a third person perspective, awareness, with the conscience, like that small voice within. So this conscience is what's being amplified, qualified, magnified during the Lion's Gate. And again, at 8-8, this was here a week ago, it was the energetic high point of the Lion's Gate. But this portal, this Lion's Gate portal opens each year at the at the end of July, and it's peaking. It's peaking on the 8th, August 8th, but and then it's waning through mid-August, which is right now. It's kind of waning now. So, and it's called the Lion's Gate because it aligns with, again, the quantum field, this astrological sector called Leo, you know, these deep space energies. And again, the planets of our solar system step down these deep space energies like transistors or conductive, capacitors that are, take the energies and magnify, qualify it based on the geometry or the geometrically ordered divinity of the heavens, as above, so below, as within, so without. We are in the universe and the universe is within us. So during this time, the Lion's Gate, this is another unique factor of this, why it's called the Lion's Gate. The Pleiades God Star Sirius rises on the horizon in alignment with the three pyramids of Giza. Now, there's quite a story about this and how there's an anchoring, a blending of deep space energies of Leo and Sirius and the Pleiades in resonance with this Aquarian energy, this Aquarian spring, where we are with the great crossing of our solar system across the galactic plane. And the whole issue about 2012 that was left out of pop culture with movies like 2012 was the understanding that our solar system was crossing the galactic plane, which happens in the precession of the equinoxes twice every 26,920 years or something like that. That our solar system crosses the galactic plane. It's like a sine wave curve because our solar system is going around the galaxy. It's taking, 23 million years to go all the way around the galaxy. But as it goes around and it's orbiting around, since it's going forward, it creates what's called a sine wave curve. And the galactic plane, which is, we're talking about hundreds of billions of planets that are in this, called the galactic plane around the great central sun. Our solar system's at about two-thirds of the way, and it's going around in this sine wave curve because it's moving forward. It just isn't going around in a circle. It's in this orbit. It's going around in a sine wave curve. And so we're crossing that galactic plane twice in the precession of the equinox, every 26,920 years, something like that. Point being, last time this happened was the rise and then fall of Atlantis. And there's a thing that happens with cosmic history has shown this, cosmic cycles, like the time of Atlantis and then before the Lemuria and these other cycles, that when our solar system aligns with the galactic plane, which has been happening the last 100 years, civilization rises. And look what's happened the last 100 years. We've gone from horse and buggy to space age in 100 years. And what also tends to happen, depending on the cycles of our Earth's binary twin, and most solar systems are binary. Earth's binary twin is Planet X, and the whole stellium of planets around Planet X, which orbits into our solar system about every 3,600 years. Well, it's inbound again now, and just as, it comes in about every 3,600 years, like every third cycle with this precession of the equinox. Anyway, you get into the cosmic history of all this and the cosmic intersect, Planet X is coming in again, and what happens is civilizations tend to rise up, and then in these cosmic cycles, civilizations tend to get smacked down with Planet X, with pole shift. Planet X sometimes comes in closer to the Earth as it swings by, and sometimes not so close, but it still affects the orbit of the Earth, the axis of the Earth. And, of course, cosmic history has recorded this, and since 1987, when they got some satellites and telescopes up in space where they're actually able to photograph for the first time using infrared, finding Planet X, they've been tracking it, of course. In the meantime, they've created all over the planet these underground deep space or not these, what they call them, dumbs, deep underground military bases with, you know, the $21 trillion that disappeared after 9/11, they now know that, well, most people are aware that this, most of this has gone into these underground cities, you know, for the elite to go into for continuation of government, COG, continuation of government. Anyway, I've talked about this in previous shows, and I'm not going to go into it in great depth here, but I have referenced this understanding of this window of basically this resonance with Aquarian Spring and the great crossing of our solar system across the galactic plane, alignment with the great central sun, Alpha and Omega, enhancing this portal resonance between the physical and spiritual worlds, as above, so below. And that's the whole understanding of the figure eight flow, the Lion's Gate, 8-8, August 8th, the figure eight flow, as above, so below, the spirit that matters. And there's an energy here with a lot of people awakening, you might say, like a cosmic fire has ignited the global social conscience to roar like the lion at the inanity and the insanity of elitist social engineers programming us to further their dystopian agenda. Now, I've been exposing this dystopian agenda and the social engineers, and I mean, I like to talk about light and love, and on the front end of my shows and the back end of my shows and on my blogs, you know, I call it a love sandwich, you know, light and love on the front and back end, and some strong meat in the middle, you know, exposing, you know, the dystopian, power trips of the power elite, you know, the power elite potentates who are ethical infants, you know, they're doing this dark side stuff, you know, because their time is short, their fear is great, and they want everyone to be as miserable as they are, so they're doing all this stuff now that's basically exposing themselves. You know, they're exposing themselves, you know, who they are and what they're up to. And this is part of the big dynamic of waking up. You know, how it's not just how good things can be in the Aquarian age and the Aquarian spring. It's how bad things really are with, you know, you might say dystopian, deep state, power trips of the power elite, you know, with institutions that no longer serve the purpose for which they were created, but have been, you might say, reverse engineered, you know, to bolster up social, political, and economic institutions that have been co-opted by the deep state. And all this is being exposed right now. So the beginning of this presentation, I just wanted to give you kind of a heads up of some good things that are coming. And as I go down through the expose part of this presentation, And the unique synchronicity of today's 8-8 release of two videos. You know, on August 8th, two videos were released on Thrive Movement 2. Now, the Thrive Movement, for those who haven't followed the Thrive Movement, it's like, I mean, something like 40 million people worldwide, that's actually, I think, more than that, in like 14 languages have seen the movie The Thrive Movement that came out about 7 years ago. I had Foster Gamble on my radio, on Cosmic Love Show 7-8 years ago, I think, when he first was came out with it, and I've talked about it a lot in my blogs and videos, and some people have watched the video, the movie, The Thrive Movement, and you can watch it for free. Just Google Thrive Movement. Thrive Movement 2 just came out, and I'm going to be going into that. It's really fascinating, how that has evolved with, you know, a vision of how we globally can thrive. So again, there's a lot of negative stuff in the media, fear porn out the kazoo, you know, with just fear mongering incessantly about this, the COVID psyop. Of course, everyone that's been following my blog and my radio show by now know that that it's a hoax, a scam, you know, plandemic. You know, I've been talking about this from the beginning, but people a lot smarter than me, you know, it's the most brilliant people in the world, like John Rappaport, who I've had on my show several times, and even recently, his blog, I mean, he's had something like 150 articles the last 4 months exposing the whole, you know, plandemic, scamdemic, you know, the psyops hoax for what it is. And some people just can't believe it because the big lie is so big and so bold and so often told in the media, you know, the mainstream or fake stream or lamestream media, however you want to say it, that, you know, a lot of people just believe it, you know. So other people, you know, are awake and aware, and it's like, you know, it's kind of a joke. So I'll be going into that a little bit, but activation of the Lion's Gate. This has been like a lot of people have been waking up the last couple weeks. And the activation of this portal, sometimes referred to as the Lion's Gate portal, naturally follows one's pure intention as focuses attention with cosmic love retention for multi-phase ascension through the first five dimensions that define and refine full spectrum comprehension of, by, and for supercharged light codes for unified field conscience. You know, the light from the sun as resonates with the great central sun of our galaxy. They're connected. They're like both of them are like wormholes that connect with the unified field of the universe. You know, our great central sun, Alpha and Omega, and our sun are like portals. And the light that comes from our sun is connected to the great central sun and the whole universe. And the light that just like most people are aware that laser light can provide carrier waves. You know, laser optics can provide carrier waves for thousands of audio, telephone conversations, video signals. Massive amounts of codes can be carried in fiber optics. And the sun is carrying light codes. And we're at a time in a cycle in Aquarian spring where these supercharged light codes, it's like a galactic super wave, is coming through the sun, especially in specific times of energy, like this lion's gate. It's like this energy is flooding our planet with this galactic super wave, which is streaming through this energy portal and blessing humanity. You know, the sun itself is like carrier waves for light codes. And so for those who are conscious of how they are conscious, you know, with some third person objective conscience, as in a capital C, I mean, you can expect during this time, and this has been going on again, like I say, for the last couple of weeks, and it's kind of waning now. It was peaking on the August 8th. We're kind of the tail end of it, but for a lot of people, there's been, you might say, at least some flashes of higher consciousness. And, you know, increased awareness, enhanced intuition, perhaps some, you know, the psychic abilities, ESP as effective sensory perception, a clearing of the veils of illusion and delusion, you know, revealing hidden shadows lurking within, the ability to instantly manifest, increased synchronicity, spiritual downloads, and the awakening of many souls to the multiverse of cosmic love as the universal law of the angles and language of the angels. Now, the links on I provided, of course, in the content and the blog, weblog, on the law of the angles and the language of the angels is something I've been talking about for a decade now. A website links on this, the understanding of God as geometrically ordered divinity, you know, the law of the angles of God, geometrically ordered divinity, and the language of the angels of love as heart coherence, you know, the basically the frequency of coherence of the heart rhythm when it's in the frequency of love and joy, and harmony and peace. It's a very high frequency. It's actually a golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when it's in the frequency of joy and love and harmony. So in the larger scheme of eternal progression, the laws of nature won't budge. The law of the universal law of the angles, language of the angels, this is the standard. This is, you know, this is the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. And either this evolution, revolution, revelation, is centered and connected with a high standard of natural law, universal law, or, you know, either we're aligned with that natural law language, or deep state fear mongering will foment civil devolution. I mean, it's either evolution or devolution, devolution. And we're seeing, like I say, the light of Aquarius is streaming forth with these light codes. Man, it's stirring up and it's exposing all that is less than light. And this process is what's being referred to as the global reset. Now, it's interesting, the understanding of the global reset. You might have two. You see, you might say there's two different perspectives on this global reset thing. The power trips of the power elite. They have this whole thing of the global reset is basically how to. They have all these different agendas for surveillance, for the cryptocurrencies, for digital currency, for digital everything, you know, and for controlled social, political, and economic control. However, for the you might say the ascended master, the more enlightened perspective of the global reset, is Aquarian Spring. It's Aquarian institutions. It's basically evolution of our social, political, and economic institutions along the first principles of cosmic universal law. You know, basically the cosmic law of love, the law of the one, the two and one, three and one, four and one, five and one. You know, you might say the understanding of the fifth dimension as a gateway portal to all the other dimensions on earth as in heaven at large. So in the compendium of videos and articles, one of the first videos I have is an understanding of the perspective of the Great Reset, pretty much from the worldly perspective of the power trips of the power elite and where they're going with it. And, of course, the test is this understanding of we have a choice. Global humanity has a choice. We have a choice opportunity. I mean, the opportunity is for the triumph of love or the tragedy of fear and death and hell, you know. Tragedy or triumph, fear or love is basically the choice. We're at the cusp of Aquarius. It's all bringing everything to a focus in terms of the collective consciousness and the choices that we have. So in this video that's by James Corbett, the Corbett Report, Spiru Skouras is interviewing James Corbett, and I highly recommend that people, if they are in a hurry, they want to cut to the quick. I think it goes on for about an hour, but you skip to 20 minutes for a great summary of the reset. And I mean, James Corbett really chunks it out. This is one perspective of the problem state and where things are at. And of course, in the problem solving process, whether you're talking about personal, planetary, you got to come out of illusion, delusion of what the problem is. Before you can have any real healing. And so this is a really good short summary, about 20 minutes into this video, and I think the video is called If Bill Gates Was President. And it kind of begins on that note. But again, those are who really want to, you know, cut to the quick, you know, you can skip 20 minutes and get a pretty good summary right there. So, and what it's basically going into is that the lockdown, this global pandemic, the coronavirus lockdown, has accelerated the implementation of long-held plans to establish a so-called New World Order, called the Deep State or whatever. And again, this is the worldly world that we live in. This is, you might say, the concentration of money and power by way of the World Economic Forum and global policymakers who are advocating for a great reset. And there's a link on there of their intention for a great reset with the intention of creating a global technocracy, basically, you know, monitoring and controlling the human and physical resources of the planet. Now, Dr. Joseph Mercola has an article following that explains that technocracy is the master plan for the great reset. Not of the ascended masters, you might say, but for the great reset, according to, you know, the power trips of the power elite. And so Dr. Mercola's interview, and you can read, this is an article you can read. It's, he interviews the expert Patrick Wood, which is one of the best he's ever conducted, he says. And not only does Mercola fully understand technocracy, and Patrick Wood is an expert on it. He has a website called Technocracy. But Mercola is unafraid to stand up to it and help America reject it. So Dr. Mercola is the Internet's number one website for alternative health. And if you really want to understand the perspective of the of the power elite, New World Order, deep state, whatever you want to call it, that article pretty much nails it. And some will laugh, you know, at the inanity and the insanity of what the power elite are trying to do, because it's like, it's crazy. And others were, you know, who believed mainstream media, you know, and all the cognitive dissonance and the fear porn, fear mongering that goes on. I mean, a lot of people are like wailing and gnashing their teeth, you know, because it's like, this is all that they can handle, you know, just watching mainstream media, and it's crazy. So, I mean, philosophically, if you can get into that center of the hurricane, philosophic calm, you know, I mean, the bitter pill of the whole truth goes down a lot better with a little bit of humor. And this especially helps to understand if you're trying to grasp, if you haven't by now, the great 2020 plandemic and how it's a live psyop. It's a live exercise. And I provide a link on that if you haven't read this before, if you're new to this list, on the live psyop exercise in the narrative. You click on that, it goes back to at the very beginning of this whole COVID thing, when Bush and his vice president Pence comes right out and says, this is a live exercise, folks. And what he's talking about is that basically they're kind of configuring on the fly. They're trying to initiate this great reset, and the cover story is the COVID thing. But the real story is global economic reset. So to bring some humor in at this point in the narrative, there's an incredible funny video called Truth Unmasked, and I've got that video at this point that you can watch. And this lady, I hadn't seen her before, but it really is, her satire is so brilliant in this. She has a YouTube channel called What's Her Face. She did this July 31st, here just a couple of weeks ago, right at the beginning of the Lion's Gate portal. And it's very fun. It's only 4 minutes long. Highly recommend you watch that. And she, like I said, this is very funny, good satire. Getting to the whole point of, I mean, it's called Why I Wear My Mask, but it's brilliant satire. And, you know, masks may be worthless for viruses, and of course they're bad for oxygen metabolism, but they can be a great fashion statement. So at this point on my weblog, I've got a picture of a guy who's got on his head a car or truck air filter, you know, with the tubes coming down into his ventilator mask. That's a great fashion statement, you might say. And then there's another video that if you get a chance to watch, by the Corbett Report. James Corbett is brilliant. What he's done for exposing all kinds of stuff that's going on the last 10 years, but the last couple years in particular, especially on Bill Gates and exposing, he did a whole series of 5 videos exposing Bill Gates and what the real story is behind this pandemic. And this is a good video if you can watch this. And there's other links with articles that he has in this video that he references. There's links to those articles, and some of them are from BitChute that you can watch, but they're those who want to go more into what's going on with the agenda with this COVID, and Big Pharma will be exempt from vaccine liabilities, and the history of this whole thing that's going on now with COVID, going back to Fort Detrick and 9/11 and Gilead and all roads, the same players that were involved, which was what was called Dark Winter, back at the time of 11 and the anthrax attacks, are the same players behind what's going on with the whole plandemic now. It's amazing. For those who have the patience to do some deep diving and watch this, you'll see that it's the same players on the world stage, going all the way back to 9/11, that were doing this evil stuff, you know, with vaccines and fear-mongering. And of course, the joke is, you know, testing, you know, the bogus scientific testing that they're using to ramp up the numbers. And anyway, there's plenty of information and with the videos and articles, and there's actually some infographics for that you can laugh at this point in the narrative. But what I'm referencing here is, like, where is the science? What's going on with the science? I mean, the person working the checkout line is deemed essential. I mean, been working for the past 4 months, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, and sees tens of hundreds of people, you know, in the checkout line at the supermarket so you can buy your pickles or whatever. But a teacher can't work seeing the same 20 students daily because it's dangerous. This doesn't have anything to do with science, folks. Science left this story a long time ago, and we're all being played. So, I mean, where is the science when deep state politics obscure truth-telling, you know, for their global economic reset? And think about this. Is it true that COVID-19 is the 2019 cover story, the cover identity for this live exercise of global economic reset? I mean, are you aware that coins are being removed from circulation to create more dependence on digital currency for the next economy with this global economic reset? Some people are aware of that. It's been happening, been in the news a little bit. I mean, would you agree that the greatest danger to the Republic right now is a deep state cabal of special interests with a vested interest in population dis-ease for profit and control? I mean, where's the science with testing for COVID-19 when the test is based on fraudulent science? There's a link on that that goes into great detail. From No More Fake News, John Rappaport, who, like I said, has done 150 articles the last 4 months exposing the fraudulent science and the false positives that are being used to ramp up fake cases. So where's the science when COVID-19 deaths, not the assumed COVID deaths from fake meta reports for hospital kickbacks, I mean, but for the real science here is that we're talking about the actual deaths approximate those for a normal flu season, except for the hot spots where there's 5G rollout, like in New York and Seattle and other places where there's 5G rollout. That's a whole different story, and there's the science there is in some of the videos that I provide today in this compendium. So I mean, and where is the science when a state like Montana, the last best place for vast social distancing, ramps up testing with false positives to mandate that everyone wears masks when indoors? Where's the science for that? Not. I mean, there's no science there. That's not public health. The only science there is mass psychology of keeping people scared, keep people submissive, and keep people obedient. If that sounds like medical tyranny, then that's because it is. It has nothing to do with real science. It's quote-unquote political science, an oxymoron. Political science, an oxymoron. Deep state politics and economics that underwrite power elite institutions are far more complex than the science of public health. That's why politicians say vaccines are safe. Yet secret vaccine courts pay out billions of dollars for damage and deaths from vaccines. Most people don't even know about the secret vaccine courts. It's been reported a lot in alternative media, but mainstream media wants to cover that up because mainstream media gets most of their money from big pharma, from vaccines that cause disease and cause side effects and then drugs for the rest of a person's life if they're children, you know, from the side effects, you know, for whatever ails them. I mean, why has Congress shielded vaccine companies from lawsuits, you know, no liability for health damage if vaccines are safe? I mean, how can a nation's healthcare system profit from the creation and treatment of disease by way of vaccines and drugs for the side effects without committing national suicide? So this is where we're at. This is the issue. And big tech is making sure people don't hear about the deadly downsides of vaccines because big tech is in on the take. Big tech is now directing searches, like Google's directing people do searching for drugs for health conditions, and that Google's directing them to drug websites because Google's getting a fraction of the action. It's just like mainstream media, like 70% of CBS and some of these other TV stations, of their 70% of their profits is from pushing drugs on TV for whatever ails you, which is outlawed in most countries of the world. I think all but three countries of the world have outlawed drug pushing on TV, but not the U.S., not South Korea and another nation. But, I mean, this is an issue that now, and this is this concern, is that, like I say, it's been outlawed on TV to push drugs, but now big tech is getting a fraction of the action pushing drugs for whatever ails you through Google searches. I mean, this is nefarious stuff going on, and it's being exposed, and it's like in our face evil, and people are waking up to it. And this kind of ties into another story that I've published here on the Lionsgate 2020, and that is, and this is, you know, a lot of evil stuff is being exposed, and there was an article that on the Satanic Temple claiming that killing babies and abortions is a protected religious ceremony. The story here is that the Satanic Temple admitted proudly Wednesday, this is back on August 6th, in their worldview, their inverted and perverted belief system, BS, that killing an unborn baby in an abortion is a religious ritual that is similar to communion or baptism for Christians. Now, this is the Satanic Temple. So with all the interface evil programmed in lamestream media these days, apparently the Satanists believe that this is a good time to come out of the closet for converts. I mean, to witness the blatant demoralization warfare with many Epstein-blackmailed Congress critters of the deep state destroying national health and the national economy in the name of protecting us from this virus. This is crazy stuff. It's demoralizing the people, public, and statistics are showing that there's been more people dying from suicides in the United States because of this PSYOP pandemic demoralization insanity. There's more people than dying from the virus. I mean, I've read statistics on this, and it's because families are being ruined. Their businesses are being ruined. Their livelihoods being ruined. People are dying and getting sick and dying from stress and anxiety and from just incessant fear porn and fear mongering in the mainstream media. I mean, this is serious stuff. So there's obviously some pushback to the Aquarian spring. You know, we're seeing light, the Aquarian light and love, bringing up all that's unlike and so darkest before the dawn or whatever. There's some pushback, but the big event of global reset is taking shape. There's the high end of it. There's the low end of it. Global reset's going to be happening one way or the other. And the full intention of anyone that's got a spiritual bone in the body is to thrive, ready or not, you know, more light and love, easier and faster. So, bottom line is claim the vision of victory to make it so. You know, basically focus to see the good, focus on the good to make it so. And so there's two videos here I provide in the, you know, that you can watch in this video blog, in this blog compendium. At this point, it's the official trailer of Thrive 2. This is what it takes to thrive. And really some good news. Now, this is just the trailer. This is August 8th. This was released when the Lionsgate was peaking. And that, I'm sure, isn't coincidence, because I've seen the Thrive, you know, it's like it came out back, you know, with this whole thing following 2012, with basically the mass awakening to an understanding of Aquarian age principles, concepts. The Thrive documentary came out, and again, if you haven't watched it, you can watch that now. But this is Thrive 2. It's an update. And the full documentary will be released online in 15 languages on September 9th. That's 9/9/2020. So you've got basically the short trailer, what is it, about 3 minutes, 4 minutes long, came out on 8/8, the Lionsgate, 8/8. No coincidence, folks, just a lot of synchronicity here. And for those who want to go in-depth in the director's commentary on this Thrive 2, and this is, what, I think 2 hours long, and it's not just Foster Gamble, but his wife, and both of them are very well spoken in this director's commentary. They're both the directors of this Thrive 2. Highly recommend, you know, to get the positive, you know, get on top of the all the negative, crazy stuff that's being exposed, and people want to see the good. You know, where are we going? How are we going to thrive? What's it take? And so this is the highlight of this presentation today. And the Lionsgate, I would say, is this, and the videos that I have at the very bottom that just came out by way of Hilarion, the Ascended Master Hilarion, and from Archangel Raphael. These just came out over the last 2 weeks during this Lionsgate period. Highly recommend both of them. You know, taking it from the top, you know, that's the bottom line. And anyway, there's more links on the director's commentary. You can get into it, thriveon.com. You can go on Twitter, on the Facebook, on Instagram. There's stuff you can get into on the Thrive Vision. I love this infographic that follows this part of the presentation: silence the mind, straighten your spine, align with the divine. The Lionsgate, you know, there's this energy right now that you can tap into and become more conscious of how you're conscious and embrace the science of natural law and sovereign rights, the principle of cosmic, universal, planetary sovereignty. And this is the understanding of the science of natural law has matured. With quantum science operating in the unified field, law of the one, 2-in-1, 3-in-1, 4-in-1, 5-in-1, the understanding of the fifth dimension, the Aquarian age, you know, the age of Aquarius, what that will mean, fifth dimension and beyond, as far as involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience with a capital C, as in Christhood, cosmic Christ, cosmic universal consciousness. And these principles are, you know, basically, our natural law principles, the reference our divine destiny in terms of the Aquarian energies, the Aquarian age that we're moving into, and how these first principles of cosmic law, natural law, mimic the order of the universe, and the universal law language as frames the fractal order of the holographic universe. There's a link on that, the holographic universe, you know. People that have followed my show over the last decade or so know that the fractal order of the holographic universe, the geometry of divinity, geometric order of divinity, the order of the universe, how in the beginning God geometrized, and God is geometric ordered divinity. And the prime directive of God is to co-create with love. A higher understanding of love as cosmic law as a frame of reference for the law of the one, the circle, law of the circle, law of the one, the two-in-one, polarity versus duality, the L in the love model, the linear, logical, left-brain letter of the law, and the trinity, the three-in-one, the thesis, antithesis, synthesis, left-brain, right-brain, corpus callosum, doing the brain, you know, the brain switching between the brain hemispheres, the throne of God, the three in one, and then the four in one, which is referenced, in cosmic law terms, is the square with the cross through the middle and the circle, like looking down on the pyramid, or you might say, or on the capstone, the creative ascent process. But the law of the synergy, the integration of the law of the one, two in one, and three in one is this. Plan, you might say, looking down on the pyramid of self and civilization, or sometimes referred to as the City Four Square, or the New Jerusalem, or the White Cube, or the Jungian archetypes, fire, air, water, earth, and alchemy, fire, water. And of course, the fifth principle being the capstone, the creative ascent process integration, call it the fifth dimension, the portal, the gateway. Sometimes you can understand the Lionsgate as that, kind of a portal. You know, to a dimension, you know, the higher dimension, understanding of the fifth dimension, which will be the initiation with Aquarian Spring into the Aquarian Age. So this quantum reality is Aquarian science going mainstream by way of Aquarian Spring. It's the science of success for civility, personal and planetary civility by way of, you might say, cooperative telecom co-creation, telecom, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, health, telecommerce, you know, the TLC connection. And I'll be going into that more into the, as I finish up this presentation, which I'm just kind of wrapping it up now. And we're talking about, again, the spirit that matters on earth as in query in heaven, in the field, you know, as above, so below, the figure eight flow. This is the lion's gate. So this is also the timeline to the future as a predictive model that could become a self-fulfilling prophecy whereby an enlightened network of networkers mainstream this vision's net worth. So catch the wave, see the timeline, seize the timeline from past to the present into the future, pay it forward, pass it on, network freely. Quarian models for global TLC are our divine destiny. This is the TLC Alliance, the love model in terms of a full spectrum telecom for telecommunity in diversity, teleconscience, telecare for the next economy with telecommerce. There's a link on each one of these dimensions, you might say, of the TLC Alliance. They have a full spectrum understanding of the light of God, love that always prevails in the larger cosmic scheme of things. So the bottom line, just in time, is a high state of universal cosmic love that's naturally the prelude for global holistic healing that makes deep state, dense and conscious and heartless, obsolete. Highly recommend the message from Cinemaster Hilarion, The Hour of Truth. This is the first message. You can also see the second message is on August 5th. And actually, the third message has come out. I haven't linked it into this yet. I think I will here the next couple days. And then the final video is from Archangel Raphael. He infuses and encourages us to accept the light of the healing angels. Highly recommend Archangel Raphael's, listen to what our Archangel has to say as he infuses and encourages us with healing grace at this cosmic time of the Lion's Gate. So that's taking it from the top, folks. If you'd like to help sponsor the show, I would ask you to sponsor your own health with Ultramedic Services, and specifically the Swedish pollen extract for strengthening your immune system at this critical time of stressful time for your personal health and for planetary health. It all begins with you. So here's to your health, and thanks for listening to Cosmic Love. Keep the faith, see the good, make it so, and happy trails until we meet again. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.